So far this year, we focused on the top of the ballot, the U.S. Senate and House, and the race for the governor's office. However, there have been a list of candidates for the legislature, too. 5 contested Senate races and 24 races for the House of Representatives. Joining us in the studio today is APRN's legislative correspondent, Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Well, let's get on to the legislative races and to the bottom line. What sort of slant will next year's legislature have?
Well, first of all, not wanting to look at particular individual races here, I'm sort of been observing all of the races. I have been watching them. And this year, in the current legislature, there are 22 Republicans and 18 Democrats with the party labels there. Next year, there will be more Democrats than before. There are, however, frankly, too many unmeasurable factors that are at play in too many of the races. For example, what's the turnout for the U.S. Senate race going to be, and who is it going to favor? You've also got local things like weather and local issues, really, that are simply we're not aware of here at the state level to know why people like or don't like their local representative. As for the Senate, it does look like there will be another bipartisan majority, because there will have to be. Even though there is a possibility the Democrats will have as many as 11 members in this year, that's not enough. It's not certain, but it's not enough to really organize a comfortable majority. So I think we'll be seeing definitely bipartisan in the Senate side.
What races would you say are key to watch tomorrow?
To me, the Senate District P is the most interesting race. It includes Eagle River, Whittier, Hillside, part of Anchorage, and a big hunk of the state south of Anchorage all the way down to Whittier. It's a 3-person race, and all 3 names are on the ballot. 2 of them, Kathy Geisel and Phil Dubinsky, are more conservative, and the interesting part is that could divide the conservative majority in Eagle River in that district. If Democrat Janet Reiser wins, it'll clearly not be by a majority, but the question is just how conservative is that district? It's one of those things where you have to win 1/3 of the vote plus 1, and that's what we'll have to watch. Another one, House District 18, similar situation. Democrat Martin Lindeck is looking at Republican Dan Sadler. But there's also a write-in candidate from Bill Cook, who lost the primary Republican primary by only 4 votes. Cook seems to be working the district, and there's a strong chance Lindeck, a veteran, could find some support on Fort Richardson and Elmendorf. So we'll see some incumbents go down, but you know that's all based on local and personal choices, and a lot of factors play into those races. So we just have to really be surprised in quite a few cases tomorrow, I think.
And Dave, with a bipartisan Senate again and with a Democratic House, what does that mean for next year's session?
Well, I think, first of all, that both the House and Senate will be bipartisan. I think the extremes will be pulled aside from final organizations, and same way it has been in the Senate the past several years. There are a lot of other ways to organize a majority to elect a House Speaker other than by party label. The strongest group right now, frankly, is the Bush Caucus, which is basically legislators not from Anchorage or Fairbanks. It was bipartisan this year, and I'm really expecting that final structure to come from how that group expands its influence than I am from any party headquarters. That's going to be a more equitable balance towards rural issues, and I think that they will be getting a lot more attention on issues this year. It'll make for a very interesting session to see how it all works out.
APRN's Juneau correspondent Dave Donaldson. APRN will offer live election night coverage tomorrow evening, and we'd love to hear from you. Let us know what's happening in your communities during Election Day. Send emails and pictures to talk@APRN.org. You can also send us comments through Twitter @APRN.